poultry companies agreed to pay $44 million in Oklahoma's longtime pollution lawsuit. And Oklahoma City Public Schools makes changes to the school schedule to meet new recess law requirements. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, July 14th. I'm Nick Daniels. Oklahoma has reached a new settlement with all six remaining poultry companies in a longstanding lawsuit over water pollution from bird waste. Grayson Wheeler has more on the agreement, which could bring the 21-year legal saga to a close.
The lawsuit began in 2005, and the state has been negotiating a solution with the poultry companies since 2023 with no end in sight. Now, Tyson, Simmons, and four other companies have signed on to a new settlement, which amounts to nearly $44 million, largely for a cleanup fund. The companies also agree to steadily reduce the fraction of their poultry waste spread in the watershed over the course of 7 years. Four of the companies had agreed to earlier settlements, but the federal judge on the case rejected the agreements for failing to adequately address the issues in the Illinois River watershed. If the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals approves the new settlement, it will replace the judge's order, which the companies have appealed. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Oklahoma City Public Schools will have longer school days this fall. The school board unanimously approved adding 20 minutes to the school day. District leaders say the change meets a new state law requiring 40 minutes of daily recess for elementary students. Elementary schools will start 10 minutes earlier and end 10 minutes later. Middle and high schools will also have new schedules to accommodate transportation and instructional time. The district says it will monitor attendance as the new schedule begins. Many insects like summer weather conditions, including New World screwworms, a flesh-eating parasitic fly that has not made it to Oklahoma. Anna Pope reports as the heat kicks in, it provides prime conditions for the pests.
The New World screwworm is a flesh-eating parasitic fly that has crept back into the U.S. after being eradicated for decades. In all, there have been about 35 cases in southwest Texas and southeast New Mexico reported to the U.S. Department of Agriculture as of Monday. Historically, the fly inched up to Oklahoma during warmer weather and would get pushed back down south as temperatures cooled. Jonathan Kamak is an Oklahoma State University Extension insect expert. He says the current work to combat the spread appears to be working.
Because I think otherwise we'd see a lot more cases than we have over the past 5 weeks or so at this point. So that's good to see that that's actually working.
Although weather has a role in where the fly spreads, wildlife such as bigger white-tailed deer and feral hog populations also play a part. I'm Anna Pope.
Oklahoma voters will choose whether to enshrine voter ID requirements into the state constitution during runoff elections next month. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details.
Showing voter identification has been a routine part of casting a ballot in Oklahoma since 2010, when it was approved by voters. It's part of state law, but now Republican lawmakers are hoping to enshrine it into the Constitution via State Question 846. But the state question has a provision allowing the legislature to tweak rules for a valid form of identification, and it's made some Democrats bristle, including Dell City Representative Andy Fugate.
That won't be the end of it, that you will see a future legislature that will begin to monkey with the law in ways that marginalize people who have every right to vote.
Fugate says it's an extraordinary power for lawmakers. It could mean more restrictive voting laws in the future and easier wins in court when they're challenged. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.